from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Right now, and Dan Moore can't play right tackle,
which is the
whole problem.
I wondered why when I saw the initial tweet why Dan Moore was thrown in. But now I get to hear the explanation. He loves himself some Dan Moore.
Mark Cabali?
Yes.
Well, I just...
He does?
They are weaker.
He really... I feel like he really sees him as a better player than what he is.
I think he knows...
Text Cabali right now and ask him, Mark, do you love yourself some Dan Moore?
Like,
and see what he says back.
Think about when you bring up the two young tackles. He is very hesitant on putting those guys over Dan Moore right now.
Hold on a second.
He's already texted you?
No, Mark, do you love yourself
some Dan Moore?
Dan Moore. But I have a... Remember when you when we were talking about there's a YouTube video out there of Pony, Pittsburgh worst media takes person? He's the guy who sent it to me.
Son of a bitch. Of course.
Look at this video.
I know.
Look at this thing.
I know, the face is classic. Have you seen it, Donnie? You've gone back and probably
watched it. I have not watched
it. The thumbnail, anyone that does YouTube will tell you, for like, to get people to click, you have to make a thumbnail that like is very eye-catching.
That's why Pony's face?
Yeah, it's his tongue sticking out like an idiot. That's why somebody will do like a, you won't believe what happened when Paige Spiranek came to the course, and it's a cleavage shot, right? To get guys to click. And then I would click on that. Yeah, but nothing like that necessarily has to happen in the video. This is thumbnail clickbait right there.
Unbelievable.
I do think...
I was just making sure that my texts with Mark didn't have anything bad in them, which they didn't.
I do think Highsmith for Aiyuk, and throw the Dan Moore thing out because I'm with you guys. Like, the idea of them wanting... They have Mikivich from West Virginia, who's a right tackle. He's not very good.
But Dan Moore doesn't play
right tackle. So unless it's another one of these, in their opinion, Kendrick Green played out of position or Dotson, I don't see why they would want Moore. I don't think Trent Williams is ready to retire after this season either. The point is, Highsmith for Aiyuk, the way Mark sounded in that answer, if the 49ers wanted to make that trade, it sounds like he thinks the Steelers would not do that. That he thinks the Steelers would be a team that would hold up that trade.
Not feeling like they were going to be getting in return, because you'd have to pay Aiyuk too, what they would be giving up ultimately.
Because they'd be giving up a very good player.
Who was on a fairly fair contract, I would say, for his level of production.
But how much position of that is... I think a lot of that is because he plays next to TJ Watt, exactly.
Okay, but he'd be playing opposite Nick Bosa over there. So it's not like you... I think the Niners would have every reason to believe they were getting a very productive player.
I agree
with
that. But my thing is... The difference here for me, and why I would be very excited, and Mark does say that would be he said he wouldn't go that route too, by the way. He wouldn't make this trade. He would keep Highsmith and not bring Aiyuk in. The reason why I like it is because not only does your offense need to get a lot better and your defense is way ahead of your offense, mm-hmm. you have somebody who can step right in, I think, and do Highsmith's job. Herbig, I think, made some very good first-year impressions, And I would like to see him get more playing time. You have a guy waiting in the wings. As far as Steelers reserves and backups go,
you're a big fan.
Yeah, well, I think he's got big upside.
Do you know what I think they don't love about, well, that they love about Highsmith compared to him a lot more? Highsmith's a good run player.
Yeah, like, I knew you were going to say that because he's so much bigger than
Herbig. Well, right, Herbig's got to be a quickness guy, but you also know that I'm saying that because you know as well as I do the Steelers value that. And that's why Highsmith would be appealing to a 4-3 team. He's a big enough guy to play in there as a defensive end and not get mauled by people. I will say you're being fair here because when I floated my little pie-in-the-sky hypothetical, McLaurin and Highsmith swap straight up, the money matches, like everybody wins, they need line help, defensive line help, we need another receiver. You were on board with it. I think you found it intriguing and unusual, and you did give it kind of the pony seal of approval, which usually I wouldn't want, but in that case, I did.
So you are not an Ayuk guy. Would you make this trade?
Probably, because I still think Ayuk's good enough to... The only difference with the McLaurin deal is obviously Terry's money is set, and Terry has never uttered... He is in one of the most dysfunctional franchises in the league, and you never hear a peep from him about being like a disgruntled citizen there. I think he's actually... By the way, I think McLaurin's a better receiver than Ayuk, so maybe I wouldn't feel that great doing this, because I think he's the better player, but Ayuk's more expensive.
Ayuk's also a bigger play guy than McLaurin is. The yards per catch and the
but how much of that
big
system?
Okay, right.
Who's been thrown to McLaurin? Taylor Heinicke,
Sam Howell.
Give me some
Jacoby
others.
Jacoby Brissett.
Oh man, they've had murderers bleeping.
No, he's been
hugely productive relative to his quarterbacks.
But he's not available. This guy is. McLaurin is not. They're not. I don't think they're trading their number one receiver with a rookie quarterback. In fact, they're trying to do what the Steelers should be doing. They're trying to get another receiver. They're trying to get Ayuk too to put with McLaurin.
I know.
They
I
want
know.
More, not less star receivers. The Highsmith thing. The reason why there's a bunch of reasons why I don't think the Steelers would do it, even though it makes sense. I think they would be afraid of the backlash they'd get in their own locker room from their big names on defense.
Because everyone loves Highsmith.
Highsmith is beloved.
Awesome,
he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's earned his money. He deserved a second contract. He paid his dues. All of those
Very
things.
Very easy guy to root for.
Yeah. Tomlin's a defensive coach. I think they'd look at it like robbing Peter to pay Paul. But sometimes you have to make those hard trades.
Well, hold on.
Sometimes you have to do that, Chris.
Solely in the vacuum of talking about robbing Peter to pay Paul, I'm not necessarily endorsing an Ayuk deal because you'd have to pay him so much, and I'm on the record. I don't think he's as good as other people think. But, like, man, the defense has been robbing Peter to pay itself here for
yes,
a while.
Yes, it's the highest-paid defense in the entire NFL, and the only cheaper offense in the league is Green Bay because they have so many young wide receivers.
It's just...
Okay, so...
I don't want to hear the rob Peter to pay Paul argument against this trade because they have done enough to fortify that defense.
Sometimes you have, and I know it happens way more in hockey and baseball than it does in football, but you think that the Penguins wanted to trade Mark Recchi? No, but they wanted what Rick Tocchet brought to the table, so they made a Hall of Fame for Hall of Fame player type trade. You probably have the worst wide receiver room in the entire NFL. If you were to subtract Alex Highsmith from your team, and you still have TJ Watt and Herbig, you still have one of the best edge rusher pass rushing rooms in football because of Watt. So how much worse off would you be?
It's just the classic dealing from a position of strength
yes.
to try to fortify a position of weakness.
Exactly.
That is just the absolute bottom line here. That's what you're doing.
Donnie, am I preaching to the Roman, your Roman tabernacle choir in there with this?
Roman? Mormon.
Mormon? The Romans have a choir?
No, they didn't have tabernacles.
They didn't have either. Donnie, that was a mistake. My choir knowledge is not as strong as my football knowledge.
You don't know what a tabernacle is?
Nope. I'll have to have tabernacle talk.
Would you make this deal?
It was Highsmith and what pick?
I didn't even throw a pick in there, and I didn't want to put more in there.
You know
either
what? Let's just say Highsmith for Ayuk, and you know that you have to pay Ayuk on the back end of it, obviously.
I'd do it.
No hesitation.
Yeah. I would actually expect a pick to be thrown in there.
How much better do you think that makes the Steelers?
I think it definitely makes the offense better. And Highsmith is a good player, but he's not the defense's best player. There's actually a chance that if they bring Brandon Ayuk in here, and I think a pretty fair chance that he would be the offense's best player.
Would you make this trade? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. We still have tickets to see Journey Steve Miller Band and Def Leppard at PNC Park later this month. The Best Call is going to win those tickets. Also, you might hear Pomp next. We'll see if he's done with his doctor's appointment. All that and more coming up. First, a headline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go get going, but don't you step on my blue shoes.
It's Thursday at 3:15, so it's time to talk to KDK-TV sportscasting legend Bob Pompiani, who was at the doctor's earlier, which is a good reminder for me to tell you, your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened today.
Yes, sir. Do it.
Man, that's a great... advertisement for UPMC. Just a pop saying,
well,
yes,
I'm just
sir.
Saying no matter who you deal with, yes. you got to take, you know, this kind of stuff can sneak up. I see you guys see it all the time, and we do, people just out of the blue, you know, dying in their sleep, and it's like sometimes you need to be proactive with this kind of stuff. So I, as someone who's been through a couple of open hearts, I know that's important no matter who you deal with. Just make sure you stay on top of it.
Bob, 49ers call the Steelers and say we're ready to trade Brandon Ayuk, but we want Alex Highsmith back in a deal. You make it?
You know, that would be a tough one. I probably wouldn't make it. I have a lot. I think Alex Highsmith still has another several really good years. I know Ayuk does too, but I think the money involved here with the Ayuk situation may derail that. Certainly, I think there needs to be somebody else because the roster as it is right now, nothing against people like Van Jefferson or Scotty Miller, or I don't know what to expect from Roman Wilson, Quez Watkins, all those guys. There's not a definite number two to complement Pickens. So I think they still will be on the lookout. I don't know what, if that's, to me, if I'm San Francisco, I would probably want, you know, picks as well if I'm going to go down that road.
Bob, do you think ultimately that the Steelers find a way to add somebody, even if it's not Ayuk or anybody else, to that wide receiver room? Or do you, because here's what I think is going to happen. I'm wondering if you agree with this specifically. I just think they're going to look at Pat Freiermuth and say that's going to be our de facto wide receiver two this year. He is our second target after Pickens that we want to feature in the passing game.
No, I don't think there's any question. I think, I mean, he's, you know, he's a guy who's up for a contract, and I got to believe that they're talking to him, or at least would be interested in doing that now, especially now, because I think, you know, if you look at last year, he got injured. There was only 32 catches. He's not operating at the height, I think, of his production, which means you might get a better deal for it, and it may suit him well too. So he's going to be definitely targeted. Arthur Smith, if you look back at the history, Chris, of all of his teams, it's a pretty basic formula that works, which is run the football, pass when you can, although they have, you know, they have guys on the outside that they need to take advantage of. And I'm anxious to watch Roman Wilson play, but I do think that Freiermuth will be a beneficiary if nobody else comes here. But I don't think that door is closed. It may not necessarily be Ayuk. It could be somebody else, but I think Omar Khan, Andy Weidel and company are still looking.
Bob, is Pittsburgh a baseball town now that it posted the biggest all-star game rating of any city in America?
Well, Pony, I've always believed it is. And I, you know, it's obviously tied to success too. I mean, you have to have success. When you have it, people respond. I think people really like baseball. I can only gauge the shows that we do. We get a lot of calls and comments from people who follow baseball. Now, it may be not as young a crowd as maybe it should be, and that's probably because the Pirates haven't been contending enough to make it interesting for people. But when they do, you see the results. And I can't imagine coming up this weekend that you're going to see anything less than sellout crowds against the Phillies. And it's all tied to Skeens, the awareness he's getting, and the potential that is there. So, yeah, I think it's always been a baseball town. It's just about giving them something to come out and support. And if you're not in it and eliminated by July, then most people don't do it.
Bob, I'm going to give you a little heads up here. Thanks to a segment we debuted today called Deadline Debates, it was a rousing success. If you know any clients, business clients that would want to sponsor this, I think they should get on board now while they have 12 days to get their mentions in. But you need
what
to,
is it?
If you are approached by anybody and they say, Bob, I'm not asking for Luis Robert Jr., but the Pirates have to get Taylor Ward from the Angels, I want you to yell no, 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 and run away screaming. We had a Taylor Ward expert. That guy is in the middle of a two-month slump. He might have a little gun-shy kind of thing going at the plate because he got hit in the face last year. Anybody asks you about Taylor Ward, this is just me helping you out. Just tell them no thank you and move on.
Well, I think you could say the same about Luis Robert Jr. too. You know, I he hasn't had his best numbers of late. The potential is there, but the thing about him, he's younger. Ward has been around for a long time. And by the way, you mentioned that. I saw that, you know, when he got hit. I could only – do you guys remember Dickie Thawne at all?
Dickie who?
Thawne?
Thawne. He was a player, a really good hitter. He got hit in the head once, and it changed really a lot about him as a hitter, I think.
Yes.
That's hard to overcome. I don't know if that's what the reason is or whatever the case may be. I wasn't really into the Ward trade scenario anyway. I would rather get somebody younger who can fill whatever need beyond this year. I think that's the first thing I would do. And if that doesn't happen, rental players, I don't know what you're going to get at. What are you going to get? You may pick up a couple of the guys, and they may be able to help you. And if they can come up with a clutch hit or two in a big game, if that carries on, they may hit 190. But a couple of big hits can erase any doubt you might have on whether or not the trade was a success if it's a rental.
Bob, some perspective on Malzi shooting 88 at Oakmont yesterday.
You played there again?
Yes. It's a monthly thing now,
yes,
Bob.
Yes, I did.
America's guest, Chris Muller.
I had an 11th-hour invite from a friend of mine who's a member at Longview because he got invited and was told he could try to fill out the foursome.
And Malzi latched on.
I got in, and I did.
I don't blame him.
I shot 88 yesterday. 44-44.
88?
Yes,
yep.
Sir.
My goodness. That's...
Handicap dropped by like a full point.
Yeah, handicap dropped from 14.9 to 14.3 immediately.
Wow. That's I'll tell you what, anything under 90 there is really good, especially.
Better than Tiger today, Bob.
Out.
Tiger looks like ass.
What's that?
I said better than Tiger today. Tiger looks terrible. My God, does he look bad.
Well,
and you got the British announcer saying they think he's on painkillers.
Bob, you know what I'm most proud of from that round? Now, I split the fairway again on the church pews this time, so I'm 2 for 2 ripping one down that fairway, and I made par. I did not record a score higher than 6 the entire round. No 7s, no 8s.
No snowmen.
No crazy blow-up holes. No, nothing worse than double.
You start swearing at yourself and breaking clubs.
Nothing worse than double. I had a rough run with the putter. But that was it, and 88. And I would have told you there was no way I was going to ever break 90 at that course, but I was pleased.
Yeah, and I would have told you the same, all due respect, because it's hard to do it. It's just, especially if you've only played it twice, but I know that you probably had some good caddies. They have some great caddies up there who could be very, very helpful.
I'll shout the guy out.
My
guy,
lavishly by
my guy,
Malzi.
My guy Eric, I think, was there's some I do an award there. I think it's called like the basically the caddy of the year. Like they award the
and
best caddy.
He gave him a $300 tip.
And Eric has won it before. I think both of our caddies who were working doubles had won it before. But my guy Eric was worth 8 to 10 shots. I think of that 13 shot improvement.
No, I mean especially around the greens or anything coming into those greens. That's where the difference lies, and that's where when you see next year when the U.S. Open comes to Oakmont. The ones who win
rough.
And survive.
Pump, I saw the What's rough that? That they're growing. They have a little patch that they had to show the USGA how long it's going to
be.
God
it's
bless every one of those pros.
Thick.
And you know, here's the only bad part about this. I got my big event of the summer coming up Saturday, Sunday, the Moon Open. You know my tortured history there. A bunch of the Moon Open golfers are aware that I shot this score. If I don't win my flight, everyone's going to think I screwed up royally now.
Yeah, pressure's on, Malzi. That's a good thing.
Well, that's what happens when
pressure
you shoot 88
diamonds.
At Oakmont. The expectations rise. You know how it goes. That's what it is. That's
yeah, but
like
I usually choke. That's
now.
Why I'm not a pro.
Expectations are higher. Let's go.
All right, Bob. Great to talk to you. We'll talk again next
See
week.
You,
we love doing this.
All right, gents. 88 in Oakmont. My God. Jeez.
I know. We should have Nance send Mulsey a message and congratulate him on all success.
See you guys.
See you, Bob. All right. That was the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Bob Pompiani will continue to work with Bob, which is good news. And why is that? Because the Steelers made an announcement today, which sparked this next PM team power rankings. Donnie Football ranking the top five local play-by-play guys of all time. But first, a headline. That music means it's time for PM Team Power Rankings. They are brought to you by no one currently. So another great advertising opportunity for you out there to be a part of segments people love, which is when we rank things, and usually it's just an opportunity for people to tell us where we were wrong and rip us to shreds. Today, Donnie has a tough assignment. With Rob King being named the Steelers play-by-play voice, it's time for Donnie to rank the top five local play-by-play guys of all time.
Pittsburgh local, not just like randomly local.
And remember, we invented this. KDK had the first ever baseball broadcast more than 100 years ago. So this is in our wheelhouse and also in Donnie's wheelhouse as a man that is called minor league baseball and college football
and basketball. The Westinghouse company puts the broadcast on. All right, let's, you know, the guy's like, all right, let's go down to the field to our sideline reporter, Ron Cook. Hey, this is Ron Cook. Now, the Prohibition.
Now, Chris and I, Donnie, have made what we think your list is.
In order,
break.
By the way. Yeah. Yes. We at first forgot it wasn't color commentators, so we had to reconfigure.
Yeah, strictly play-by-play.
But I think we probably got
the right five guys.
I think it's we definitely have the right five. I think the order for the first two, I think we have, five and four, I think are right. I'm questionable now about three, Pony.
Okay.
I'm a little questionable about three.
Don, let's hear it. Let's start. Number five.
Number five. You might have this guy higher just because he's very near and dear to my heart. He's been on the station now twice in the last 24 hours. A mentor of mine, a former professor of mine, Pirates broadcaster for 33 seasons. I put Lanny Fratteri at number five.
Already a shocker. We had him at two.
We had him higher.
We had him at two.
I figured you guys would have him higher.
We thought maybe you were going to even go the full Monty and go number one.
Home run, grand slam. What do you say? Home run, no hitter.
You got it all.
You got it all.
It's a great one. Giles swings a drive to right field. The Billy Wagner call. Love that one. Count them. 6, 7, 8. Giles makes 9 and the Pirates win, and there was no doubt about it.
I've never heard any of Lanny's calls from the 79 Pirates. And he was one of those their play-by-play guys when they were winning the World Series, when Teak got the last out and Moreno caught it in center field. Did he say, and there was no doubt about it?
I don't think
so. Was he using the no doubt about it back then?
No, I don't think he was. No doubt about it, I loved, especially with things like the Billy Wagner Grant walk-off grand slam where they completed quite literally the statistically...
When did no doubt about it become part of
90s,
his repertoire?
Maybe 80s or 90s? Definitely was there in the 90s. But, I mean, I would love it when he would say it when they would, in that case, the third unlikeliest comeback in baseball history. Ah, yes, there was no doubt that the Pirates would win this game.
Four?
Number four, this is someone I don't think is as fundamentally good as Lanny. Now they do two different sports. And this is a sport that I have actually never done play-by-play for.
God,
and
dude.
I have almost a fear of it, of what it would sound like if I did. I got Mike Lang at number four.
All right, we had him number one.
We thought you'd put him one.
We thought your 1-2 was Lang Lanny. Oh, boy. Pony.
So I think I know who the other three guys are, but I'm a little bit... taken aback by the order.
Lang has spawned a legion of imitators, often imitated, never duplicated, people trying to say clever little non sequiturs, and nobody does it like the original.
It doesn't catch on as well with really anybody else.
Starkey and I used to do this when we were on the air, and here's something funny that would happen really quick. Lang would become a free agent very briefly in like the summer one time. And Joe was able to get him on our station, on our show, because technically he was not beholden to anybody contractually. And then I think he got in a little trouble for doing it. But we spent like half the interview just trying to come up with our own Mike Lang-isms.
Like the guy in Florida who started copying him by doing...
The movie
Ballard
quotes.
Steps into the middle. Yeah. Ian Bowmeister
I do think these are
Ballard.
Good.
Quick try, shoot, he scores! Ball! the meatloaf.
I don't mind that.
Zeiss might have stolen that one from him.
Turnaround shot. Traffic out in front. Loose puck. They shoot. They score. Bouwmeester. Paid that man his money.
I like
money.
That one, too. But no, Joe and I sat there trying to come up with, like, because we asked Mike if he had ever taken, like, calls from a fan like that and had implemented one. He said, like, yeah, there were one or two. And I said, I think the best I came up with, in my opinion, was, you know, pass to Malkin. He shoots and scores. Somebody wash my socks. Like, I, you know, why? Just not supposed to even make sense.
That sounds like it would be one.
Right. Greg, that's highest honor you
could
pay me.
I think he used to have, didn't he used to have a contest for people to send
that's,
in?
That's what I mean. I think, yeah.
Greg Brown got clear that cannonball coming from Ron Cook's barber.
Really?
Yeah. And I met the guy and he said Cook was not a great tipper.
Knock me over with a feather and fetch my fanning couch.
Haircuts. Three?
Number three, somebody near and dear to this station. His grandson will be on the airwaves tonight from 6 to 10:35. Right.
Finally nailed one.
Former Steelers play-by-play man. He's done pit hoops and football for the last 50 years. And I'll also add this. The fact that he can pull all three of those off intertwined, a very respectable thing. That is a very difficult thing to do, especially for somebody of his age. Bill Hillgrove at number three.
I definitely ripped.
We had him exactly at three. We nailed this one, Malzi.
I definitely ripped off some of Bill's trademark, not even
the timeline.
Catch, yeah, timeline, sidecar, all that stuff. When I would do the rare stuff at Penn State, I would rip off Hillgrove.
I use sidecar.
Check with me. The old
he
check
does
with
like
me.
That one.
Check with me is a good one.
There's Henson with a three. It's good, and it's 65-54. Blake Henson.
A little taste of Mr. Hillgrove.
Do we have him tip my cap?
Yeah. Do we have him giving you the ultimate
Andrew,
pop?
I tipped my cap
to you. That was a while ago.
Yeah,
so
I think
don't
we lost it. Two?
Number two. This guy, I wasn't alive to really endure his tenure. But he, I think, is one of the great broadcasters in this city. Obviously, I put him at number two. I think he's an OG legend. In that type of category, he has the best call of the most iconic play in NFL history. Jack Fleming is number two.
Wow, we didn't even have him on the list.
We screwed that up, actually. We didn't have him on the list. You're right.
His call of the Immaculate Reception is outstanding.
Donnie, I'm going to give
you
props.
That was an oversight by us.
Yeah, we screwed that up. We did not have him. And I think I know of the two guys that are left that we have, I feel pretty confident I know who's getting left on the honorable mention floor.
Me too. I'm surprised by that.
Okay, give us number one.
Number one, you could say he had him all the way. I got the gunner, Bob Prince.
Man. That's another one where it's like putting Babe Ruth number one. You just have to do it.
You didn't hear him do the calls, but you know that if you put him anywhere but number one, people
hell,
are
you don't even know if he was any good. You've never heard other than his signature call here or there. You never actually heard a game he called, but if you don't put him one, you're going to get ripped for it.
Although Lang number one could have gotten you ripped.
Jeff
in South Park is calling right now. He's taking time away from.
I'm sure I'll get the Penguins people out there pissed off to tell me that Lang is better than all three guys ahead of him. Maybe you can.
Jeff's
argue.
Literally going to do that. I think Jeff is going to call in and probably or text you or tweet you and say, Donnie, you got this one wrong.
I think it's difficult to argue any of those guys over one and two.
I thought Greg Brown was going to make it.
Was going to be in there at number five. We didn't think you were going to put him ahead of Lanny because Lanny's a mentor and everything else. And I don't. Would Greg put himself above Lanny?
I don't think he would.
I don't think publicly he'd ever do that. He has nothing to gain by doing that. On his own, I think he has to think he's better than Lanny.
Do you think?
Yes, I think.
Do you think
he does.
Joe Buck thinks that he's better now than his father ever was?
No, I don't think that.
Do you think he thought his dad was better than Scully?
Yes,
he's wrong, but not by much.
All right, so Donnie's top five local play-by-play guys of all time. Number five was Lanny Fratteri. Number four was Mike Lang. Number three was Bill Hillgrove. Number two was Jack Fleming. And number one, the gunner, Bob Prince.
Donnie, you made a pretty good list. I think you had Lang too low, but like I might flip Lang and at least Hillgrove maybe or Fleming, but not a bad list.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We'll let KDK-TV take care of that. Coming up next, we do this once a year.
The PM Team Pittsburgh Sports Pantheon.
Top five Pittsburgh athletes right now and the best coach. The PM Team Pittsburgh Sports Pantheon. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.